Fair. Thank you for the floor, and thank you for inviting me here. Well, Slovenia, some people would say that we don't have a national urban policy. However, I would like to prove that it's wrong through addressing 3 points. First of all, we lead our national urban policy through national legislation and strategic documents framework. Like, for example, we address cities from 2 points within the spatial development strategy. First one is we address cities as the nodes of our urban system, meaning that they are considered as generators of the development. And the second one is the aim of addressing cities on the city level through the quality of life that we offer to the citizens and their visitors, like accessibility to services, as well as accessibility to open and quality green spaces, especially. The second document I would like to mention is National Housing Program, which we establish through the housing law, and we adopt this housing program for 10 years. And on the basis of that, we try to reach the affordable and accessible housing for all the inhabitants of Slovenia. And the third document I would like to mention is the Spatial Order of Slovenia, because this one is addressing urbanism question. So how the cities are structured and how they are built, right? And on the basis of this framework, so legislation and strategic documents, we try to connect and create incentives in the sense of mobilizing the different financial resources. Like, we have an eco fund that is financing the energy efficiency in buildings. Then we have a housing fund that is financing the affordable and accessible housing in the cities. Then we use a lot of EU funds, especially in this period. We are especially addressing green spaces, not only through climate change, but also biodiversity loss, which was mentioned already today. So, and the second measure through European funds is also the regeneration and renewal of parts of the cities with the purpose of not expanding cities on the green areas outside of them. But the third point I would really like to mention is that none of this would work if we would not have a very good territorial dialogue with our cities. This is crucial for us. We discuss with our cities what are their needs, and we try to adopt specially the measures using the funds. But however, through this dialogue, the cities also better understand the policy goals we set on the national level, and we try to set them and adjust them also to the global SDGs and different goals set globally. And thank you. With this, I would like to conclude.
Thank you very much for also this last comment of the importance of dialogue, to always speak, to always have channels